From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, May 19th. Maine hospitals have recorded a small increase in COVID patients today from 225 to 228, but they also report three fewer people needing intensive care and just two COVID patients on ventilators. The Maine CDC today announced 791 more cases of coronavirus infection, slightly fewer than yesterday. The numbers don't include at-home test results, so the number of Mainers becoming infected may be higher. The Maine Department of Education has removed a video containing an LGBTQ lesson plan for kindergarten students from its website. The video is one of hundreds that were developed during the first year of the pandemic and offered to teachers as material for remote learning. Former educator Paul Stearns, who is now a Republican state representative, says he saw the video circulating on social media and found it inappropriate. He contacted the Department of Education.
I was very surprised to see the content that was on there and the fact that it was, it indicated anyway, that it was for kindergartners. In my opinion, it certainly was not a lesson that should be put out for kindergarten students.
A clip from the 5.5-minute video was also included in new Republican political ads targeting Democratic Governor Janet Mills. The Department of Education quickly removed the video lesson plan after reviewing it and says it should have received further review by a DOE specialist overseeing the kindergarten team. Stearns says the legislature's education committee, on which he serves, will be taking up the matter this summer. The University of Maine at Farmington Faculty Senate is the latest to cast a vote of no confidence in the leadership of UMaine System Chancellor Daniel Malloy. It's the third vote in 2 weeks against Malloy after both the University of Southern Maine and the University of Maine at Augusta cast similar votes that challenged his handling of the UMA presidential search. The UMF faculty cited similar reasons but also criticized the university for the recent layoffs of 9 faculty members. In a statement, Malloy reiterated that he takes the no-confidence vote seriously and that the system will do what it can to find new opportunities for the UMF faculty members who lost their jobs. The Maine Army National Guard 120th Regional Support Group is heading to Poland for a year-long deployment to support U.S. Army units training in Eastern Europe. The Department of Defense says the initiative, called Operation Atlantic Resolve, is aimed at building readiness and bonds between ally and partner militaries through training exercises. Major Carl Lamb, spokesman for the Maine National Guard, says even with the war going on in Ukraine, the 80 soldiers going are ready to fulfill their mission.
We all know that when we join the military, there's a possibility that we could go into harm's way. I would think that the morale is high amongst this group. They've known about this mission for a while, and I think they're excited to do their part.
A send-off and ceremony for the unit was held at UMaine in Orono this afternoon. The unit will be in Poland for about a year, providing logistical support for the U.S. Army training units that rotate in and out of Poland. Maine workers struggling to find affordable housing often have to live far away from work and commute long distances. With gas prices soaring and car emissions the biggest source of greenhouse gases in Maine, the state wants to create pilot programs to transport workers more efficiently. With $5 million in American Rescue Plan Act funds, the Maine Department of Transportation is looking for workforce transportation pilot projects, especially in rural areas. Matt Schlubbum is executive director of the Maine AFL-CIO.
I mean, I think this is a huge need in Maine, and I think it's right to be trying to foster collaborative, creative solutions around it.
The Workforce Transportation Pilot Program will give out grants to cover pilot projects that it approves and can be used for capital and operating costs, including program startup costs. The state anticipates setting a grant cap of $750,000 and will accept applications for projects on a rolling basis. Maine bucked a national trend toward higher numbers for first-time claims for unemployment last week. Nationally, claims rose, but the Maine Department of Labor says it received only 450 first-time claims, down 5 from last week. The lack of first-time claims indicate fewer people are being laid off or fired. 3 renewable energy projects in Maine have received federal funding to research how offshore energy will coexist with fishing and coastal communities. 2 studies at UMaine Orono and 1 at Colby College will research the community impacts of ocean renewable energy, how to work with lobstermen when siting an energy project, and finding equitable solutions for both coastal communities and the fishing industry. The Northeast Sea Grant Consortium awarded more than $1 million to 6 projects in the Northeast. A Maine fisherman had a rare sighting off the coast of Cape Cod Sunday. Jerry Lehman of Oars Island spotted an orca whale about 40 miles offshore and captured video of the encounter. Lindsay Jones, director of photo ID research for Allied Whale College of the Atlantic in Bar Harbor, says orcas are very rare in the Gulf of Maine, and this one is believed to be one known as Old Tom.
He's a transient offshore orca whale. We can tell that by his triangular-shaped dorsal fin. We know he's male because it's such a large dorsal fin. It's probably up to 6 feet tall. His total length is probably 25 to 30 feet.
Jones says Old Tom travels alone, but sometimes is seen with a pod of Atlantic white-sided dolphins in the Gulf of Maine. She says orca whales are members of the dolphin family, so it's natural for him to swim with them. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow morning for Maine Calling at 11. I'm Carol Bousquet.